This is M&N Sports. I'm Mike Graham. The Twins have a chance to claim a series from a first-place team when they wrap up a three-game set at Toronto tonight. Minnesota won last night 7-5, getting two homers in the ninth inning, scoring four times, and taking the lead to notch the win. Manager Rocco Baldelli liked how his team clawed back from a 4-0 deficit to the Jays.
We stayed at it really well. We had guys that did things earlier in the game. They didn't let it bother them and drag them down in any way, and then they come through late in the game for us, and we had multiple guys do that.
Tonight's first pitch is 6:07. Simeon Woods Richardson returns to the mound for the Twins. The Gopher football team opens the season tomorrow night when Buffalo visits Huntington Bank Stadium. Minnesota running back Darius Taylor is looking to have a big year and says the offensive line will play a key role in that if it happens.
They've done great. Starting off, you know, it's the building the trust between the running backs and the O-line, the quarterbacks and the O-line. So we've done that over the time of camp. It's been exciting to just be around the guys and really grow those relationships and also that trust, like I said. A lot of it is trust in the run game and in the pass game. The running backs have to be able to trust the O-line to do their job, and they have to trust us to do ours. So that's something that's grown over time, and I'm excited to get going.
Tomorrow's game is a gold out, meaning Gopher fans are asked to wear gold attire. Kickoff is 7 o'clock. The Lynx are likely looking a bit ahead to the postseason. They sit with the league's best record. They've got some space between them and second place. But star player Nafisa Collier says they won't coast into the playoffs. Instead, they've got a better goal for the regular season.
To finish strong, yes, we're ahead by quite a bit, but people are still playing for playoff spots. And also, you don't want to give people momentum going into the playoffs. You know, every game is still really important for us. We're still working on ourselves. We're not thinking about what other teams are doing. So we need to make sure that we are putting ourselves in the best position to start our playoff run.
The Lynx host Seattle tomorrow night at 7. This is M&N Sports.